This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Diddy celebrated his 49th birthday the way any multimillionaire music mogul would, by parachuting out of a plane and landing in the Playboy Mansion's backyard. Diddy also threw an epic birthday bash at LA hotspot Isabel, where Jay-Z and Beyonce held court in a corner with her former Destiny's Child co-member Kelly Rowland. Can you imagine what he's going to do for the Big 5-0? Lourdes Leon definitely takes after Mother Madonna in at least one regard, her avant-garde taste in fashion, which was on display at the CFDA Vogue Fashion Fund event held in Brooklyn. The 22-year-old daughter of Madonna and Carlos Leon hit the red carpet in a gauzy white mini dress that revealed something shocking. Her legs weren't shaved. Ew, gross. Idris Elba may not be the next James Bond, but he's your sexiest man alive for 2018. Elba, 46, is the 33rd hunk to receive the People magazine honor. He found his breakthrough role as drug kingpin Russell Stringer Bell on HBO's The Wire and has starred in dozens of TV series and films throughout his career. And no, he's off the market. Elba is engaged to his girlfriend, Sabrina. Breaking Bad is returning as a film. Vince Gilligan, creator of the AMC TV series, is writing and directing a two-hour Breaking Bad spinoff, and it will begin shooting in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the setting for the Breaking Bad series, in mid-November and extend through early February. It's unclear whether it will be released theatrically or sold to a TV network. Very cool. Tyler Perry has confirmed he's saying goodbye to his Madea franchise. Perry said, quote, "That's it, man. That's it. It's time for me to bury that old broad, man. I'm sick of that old bitch. She's had a run. I don't want to be her age playing her, so it's time for me to let it go." Unquote. The actor explained that he's going to do his last Madea farewell tour next year. Ah, there is a God. Suge Knight is now at Wasco, the California state prison he could call home for the remainder of his 28-year sentence. The prison is basically in the middle of nowhere in Kern County, north of LA, and has 400 beds. It's a far cry from the lavish lifestyle Suge enjoyed when he was at his peak, partying in Hollywood with Tupac, Dr. Dre, and Snoop Dogg. Incarcerated idiot! Missy Elliott, one of rap's greatest voices and also a songwriter and producer who's crafted songs for Beyonce and Whitney Houston, is one of the nominees for the 2019 Songwriters Hall of Fame. Elliott is the first female rapper nominated for the prize and could also become the third rapper to enter the organization following recent inductees Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri. Wow. Congrats, Missy. Amy Schumer tried to stay incognito on a recent flight from Las Vegas to New York until she spotted her own movie on the menu. A passenger said, quote, "She was trying to be on the down low, the big sunglasses, the hat. She was in great spirits chatting with her friends," unquote. That's when Schumer said loudly for all passengers to hear, "I feel pretty is such a funny movie." Show off. J.K. Rowling is suing a former employee for $31,000, alleging she stole thousands of dollars worth of Harry Potter merchandise and foreign cash kept in a safe. She's also accusing the former personal assistant of racking up massive unauthorized bills on luxury cosmetics, baked goods, and Starbucks coffee. She even purchased two cats worth $1,500. Thieving pussy. After 5 years in the popular boy band One Direction, Zayn Malik claims he left the band not having made a single friend. He also admitted he doesn't keep in touch with his former bandmates, Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Liam Payne, and Louis Tomlinson. Zayn said, quote, "I haven't spoken to any of them. That's just the way it is," unquote. Maybe Malik needs some breath mints. CNN has chosen not to air the episode of Parts Unknown that Anthony Bourdain was shooting at the time of his death in June. Yeah, they've been televising the final season of the Emmy-winning show since September 23rd. Bourdain, who died by suicide on June 8th, was in the midst of filming an episode in France at the time of his death. Sadly, the final show airs this week. Rapper YG was in an Uber that slammed into someone's front yard here in LA, and from the looks of the scene, he's super lucky to have avoided a major injury. Yep, the Chevy Suburban was sitting smack in the middle of someone's front yard, and it's a total mystery as to what happened. It's still unclear what happened to the driver or why he went off the road. Nope, someone's not getting 5 stars. The Alec Baldwin Show has won Fall TV's Worst Prize, the first downsized show of the season. While the actor's talk show hasn't been officially canceled, ABC is moving the show from Sunday to the graveyard of Saturday nights at 10 p.m. starting December 8th. It will be replaced on Sunday by Shark Tank repeats. The show is averaging only 1.5 million people. Can you say bomb? LL Cool J and Ice Cube are looking to bid on 22 regional sports channels that Disney is being forced to sell off by the Justice Department. Disney got the 22 stations as part of its $71 billion acquisition of 21st Century Fox. They're already the majority owner of ESPN, so controlling the 22 sports stations would give them too much power in sports TV. Can you say filthy rich rappers? The Trash Bin. Kylie Jenner surprised her mom, Kris, with a special present, her dream car. The momager turned 63 on November 5th. Kylie gave her a 488 Gran Turismo Berlinetta Red Ferrari, which has a whopping $250,000 price tag. Kris immediately jumped into the vehicle, saying if she knew about the surprise, she would have dressed cuter. Well, that's nauseating.
The news wrap-up.
Cord cutting accelerated as pay TV lost 1 million customers in the largest ever quarterly loss. Facebook caught pop-up fever and is opening their first retail shops in 9 different Macy's stores. Comcast is planning to debut a product to broadband-only customers that will allow them to access certain streaming apps such as Netflix and Amazon Video. Samsung just announced a new smartphone that can fold in half. So that means it's even harder to find in the club.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dr. Seuss's The Grinch knocks Bohemian Rhapsody out of first place.
The number one album.
Metro Boomin's Not All Heroes Wear Capes is the top album.
The number one app.
Yep, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition, again.
The number one book.
Beastie Boys book by Mike D and Ad Rock is the number one nonfiction book.
DJ Snake is a French Grammy-nominated producer and artist who debuted into the international scene with singles like Bird Machine and Turn Down for What in 2013. In his youth, he produced graffiti art in Paris, earning him the nickname Snake because he was able to consistently evade the police. Of his name, he says, quote, "When I started DJing, everyone called me Snake in my city first. I was like, DJ Snake? Okay, let's go for it. The name sucks, but it's too late now," unquote. Now DJ Snake is one of the most successful DJs in the world, and he's back with a brand new track. Here's DJ Snake featuring Selena Gomez, Ozuna, and Cardi B with the song of the week, Tacky Tacky.
Puri sobresale de mi traje, no traje panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que tú crees que tú no sabes. Dice que no quiere, pero se quiere comerle el equipaje.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki, 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 rumba.
Body already know how to play. But work it, keep it tight every day. And I know you need a taste. And I, ooh, I'm falling in love. Give a little ooh, get it well done. Dancing on my ooh, make a girl wanna run. We keep moving till the sun come up. But I am the
That was DJ Snake featuring Selena Gomez, Ozuna, and Cardi B with the song of the week, Taki Taki.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.